Hi, everyone. Steve Adubato. This is Lessons in Leadership. I came out of the box too hot, Mary. Mary, you've been saying lately that you need to, what do you mean tone it down? What's that about?
Turn down the dial. So I am very openly talking about the fact that Prozac and leadership go hand in hand together very, very well. In all seriousness, yes, I am embracing my mental health. And about 8 months ago, I said, I thought I was really shot out of a cannon, but it was not in a positive way. So I said, I had this spiral thinking. It was just all negative. It was worry, 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 to a point that I was worrying that it was making me sick because I was sick.
Really?
In my stomach. Mm-hmm. And I did meet with someone, a healthcare professional, and after, you know, talking, getting informed, they said, why don't you try this and see how it goes? It has been life-changing. The only thing I haven't learned how to do yet, though, is to turn down that dial. So my entire family just does this, because now I'm still shot out of a cannon, but I'm so positive. It could be the worst. Our house could burn down. I'd be like, guys, it's okay. Now we have the opportunity to build that new house. They just do this, turning down the dial.
So, how do you think it's, how has it impacted our relationship, our interaction?
It's been fantastic. Usually the night before a taping.
Slow down, Mary. I wasn't finished. Turn it down. Turn it down. How has it impacted our dynamic?
Just do this. It has made a tremendous difference in my my
people
ability.
People think you were making this up. We're not making this up.
No, this is all real. And
While you disclose that, to tone me down, do I admit this, that every once in a while I take a little Klonopin? Is that wrong to admit?
Of course. It's all part of our mental health. And
I'm not addicted. Hold on. I'm not addicted. It was prescribed. But go ahead. Yours is under control, right?
Mine is one. Well, I haven't figured out yet that side effect of turning it down. I'm working on that. I am so positive. I'm so shot out of a cannon. But what it has helped me to do is recognize what's a real and immediate threat. Recognize what does not need to be handled right away, what can be thought about later. All of my cans don't need to be faced the exact same way in order for me to go to bed at night. It's okay if I turn the dishwasher on and there's a dish in the sink. I can put that in the next batch, right? These are all things every day I used to have to do a load of laundry or so I thought. Now I don't have to do a load of laundry every day. And this is even when I was working in the office. I would get home at the end of the day and I'd have to do another load of laundry, because if not, then the laundry is going to pile up. But how it has really worked in leadership is with my patience, thinking things through and stopping that spiral thinking.
Wow. That's so interesting. And since Mary's being so open, I'm not going to talk about the dosage. It's the smallest possible dose. Every once in a while, I take it when I'm feeling some degree of anxiety. I'm not even sure what that truly means, but I know what it feels like. And P.S., here's the message. We're going to be talking about leadership and wellness. We talk about it a lot. By the way, go on our website, stand-deliver.com, for our seminars, including on wellness and leadership. To not talk about and connect mental well-being to wellness is irresponsible. To not understand the connection between mental well-being and leadership is absurd, because it's connected. Along those lines, Mary, you ready to try one of these mini seminars?
They are so great. And again, as Steve just said, if you go to our website, stand-deliver.com, it'll be right there. You click on mini seminars. We have a dozen or more just great mini seminars on dealing with no, grit, perseverance, wellness, as Steve mentioned. So definitely check it out.
Emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence. That's our newest one. It's fantastic.
Extreme leadership. Hey, the graphic is up. Patience and leadership, .. Really? With a question mark. Sylvester, our great post-production expert, is going to put that in. Mary, there are 5 bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient, will you? We're going to get to them. First one. To increase one's level of patience, or to have more patience in your leadership, the power of breathing. What's up with? I have my little thing that says breathe. But
you have your little rock. You need to breathe. You need to press pause. Everything does not have to be an immediate reaction, an immediate response. If somebody says something and it, you know, ticked you off a little bit and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they did. Take a pause. Is it worth the next thing that you're about to say? Is it worth ruining that relationship? Because what you say could potentially, if you give it some thought after that pause, and you're still pretty darn sure what you want to say, then go for it. But pause, breathe. It just helps you to slow down, and just that breathing helps you slow your mind down as well.
Here's the only question. I've got this, Mary, you make fun of my little placard, says that's my wife, Jennifer.
Oh, goodness. A lot of dusting having to happen with those.
No.
That's
This
my
reminds me.
OCD, I'm telling you. That Prozac will not help.
Will you get off the Prozac? No, I don't mean get off it. Just stop talking about it. We're past that. Every day I'm hustling. It reminds me every day that I need to hustle. I can't go on autopilot. I can't coast. How the heck am I supposed to be patient if every day I'm hustling?
I have the exact answer because somebody taught me many, many years ago. It was a very, very great lesson that you need to have patience with a sense of urgency. And that could
Thank you,
mean so
sir.
many different things. Oh, is that you?
Yes, go
Oh.
ahead. Go ahead.
And
I don't need pride of authorship. Go
our
ahead.
next mini seminar is going to be on humility and leadership.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm actually putting that in the list for our next taping because that would be a lot of fun. Ego and leadership.
So, patience with a sense of urgency, what does it actually mean?
It actually means that sometimes you do need to have patience. And sure, you can make sure that you have that sense of urgency that you picture in an emergency room, right? So if you have an emergency room and that patient comes in and you think they're having a heart attack, if you don't take a pause and you don't have patience, right, you want to make sure that you're getting their vitals. You want to see if they're breathing. You want to check their pulse. If you just went in and started doing compressions and you didn't have patience to double check that they had a pulse or they were breathing, you could actually do more harm to that patient than good.
Yeah, and second bullet point, how about this one? I have a hard time with this one. Be okay with not knowing. And this goes not just in leadership. Mary and I were waiting for to find out about a major sponsorship renewal. It was a big number. That anxiety over a couple of months, not knowing, was hard for me. It was hard for you too, right?
Oh, it's very, very hard.
Yeah. So think about this. Whether it's an MRI, a diagnostic test, yeah, you're waiting for the results. Be okay with not knowing. I know it's easy to say, and I'm not comparing a sponsorship to a serious diagnostic test, but here's what I've learned. No, I haven't learned it. Here's what I'm working on. Sometimes we don't know. We just don't know. So when's COVID going to be over? Just don't know. When's that sponsorship coming in? And just don't know. What's going to be the future of public broadcasting? Just don't know. Now, I'm not saying you sit back and let it happen to you, but sometimes we don't know. Is that connected to patience?
Absolutely. Yes, you have to trust the process sometimes, and sometimes the answer that you wanted may not be the answer that you're going to get, but that patience will
Or no
allow you to be,
answer.
huh?
Or no answer.
Or no answer, but it just allows you to be more objective when that happens and not take it as personally and as much of an immediate threat.
I know we're talking about patience. Do you have a I have a problem being ghosted. You?
I do not like being ghosted. The old,
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
like it.
it's there's nothing good about that.
No, don't ghost people.
Now we're adults. If you don't like me and you don't want to hang out with me, or if you want to not, sponsor us in that situation, just tell us.
Don't
You
ghost
know,
us. We
yeah, it's
won't
not
ghost
always a good
you.
match, and that's okay. But just let us know, and then we'll all move on and be friends.
People shouldn't ghost each other. How about the third bullet point? Manage your emotions. Is that going back to the breathing thing?
It is. It is. Give me another one.
Oh, okay. So, how about this one? Slow down your communication. Is that tied to breathing too? Is it
That
all
is
breathing?
no slowing down your communication. You could breathe really fast and slow down in your communication. Everybody from New Jersey, the Northeast, New York, we are fast talkers. You go anywhere outside of here. I thought it was just in the South. I was recently in California and San Diego. Everybody's so patient. Everybody slows down their communication to the point that you almost want to, tell them, get to the point already. You need to slow down your communication. People will listen a lot harder if you slow down your communication.
By the way, Scarlett behind the camera is telling me to move my glasses. They're in the way. Hey, buddy, you need to be more patient. Really, relax. How about this one? Mary, you buy this one? It's a marathon, not a sprint. Is
I
it a
live
marathon?
my life. I live my life with that. And it is, it could not be you. That applies to me absolutely everything. If it's a crisis, sure, in that exact moment, you want to get, the people out of the burning building, but then you have to go back and assess, okay, where did the fire start? How did it start? Where are we going to, put the water first? In life, anything is a marathon. If, I mean, Literally everything. So if you're dating somebody, like take it slow, get to know that person. If you're going for, hey, should I switch jobs? I want to have a whole career change. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Sometimes those really quick decisions, you don't give yourself the space to really make sure that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, my wife and I, Jennifer, are going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, and we're not really sure how things are working out.
On that note, Steve,
No, I'm sorry.
speaking of patience, I know we probably have some great guests coming up in our next segment.
Oh, you
We're
think I get in
probably
trouble?
in the waiting
No,
room.
I'm just joking. I'm just saying it's like the first date. It still feels like the first date. By the way, I want to have a 25th wedding anniversary, renew our vows, and my wife, who let's just say she's not sentimental, she's the best thing that ever happened to me. Really, seriously, renew our vows. It's so corny. I said, no, it's not. It's great. We'll do it. She goes, no, we'll just have a party and that's it. That has nothing to do with anything.
I thought we were going to end on that one. I think that's a good one to end on. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
A marathon, not a sprint. That goes for marriage, leadership, whatever. I'm
Life.
Steve. This is Mary. Patience and leadership. Really? With a question mark. Are we going to a break, Mary?
We're going to break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This edition of Lessons in Leadership is made possible by the Bucino Leadership Institute at Seton Hall University, Prager Metis, Valley Bank, the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 825, New Jersey Transit, the North Ward Center, Gingoli Construction, New Jersey Sharing Network, Delta Dental of New Jersey, The Helix, Fedway Associates, Inc., the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Choose New Jersey, and Seton Hall University, inspiring great minds to greater purpose since 1856.
This is Mary Gamba. If you want more leadership tips and tools, log on to stand-deliver.com.
Promotional support for this edition of Lessons in Leadership with me, Steve Adubato, and my colleague, Mary Gamba, has been provided by NJ.com, NJBIA and New Jersey Business Magazine, CIANJ and Commerce Magazine, and the Meadowlands Chamber and Meadowlands Media.
Visitors traveling to New Jersey for the FIFA World Cup can use New Jersey Transit services statewide. Train, bus, light rail, and paratransit services connect riders to Newark Liberty International Airport, MetLife Stadium, New York City, and communities throughout New Jersey. New Jersey Transit's Safe Passage Initiative raises awareness about the signs of human trafficking and encourages reporting suspicious activity. Travel information, schedules, and safe passage resources are available at njtransit.com.
The North Ward Center has been the heart of Newark since 1970 by putting people, purpose, and mission first, nurturing our youth, uplifting families, and honoring our elders. We're more than a nonprofit. We're a driving force to advance equity, education, and opportunity. And Buddy approved.
We are honored here on Lessons in Leadership to be joined by two of our friends and colleagues, Michelle Sikorka, President and Chief Executive Officer of New Jersey Business and Industry Association, one of our longtime partners, and also Lori Roth, Chief Executive Officer at Prager Metis CPAs and NJBIA Board Chairperson. Good to see you, Michelle and Lori.
Good to see you.
Great to see you as well.
I mean, Michelle, isn't it, let's just say this, I believe it's great to be together in person, and I'll be together, full disclosure, Lori and her team, the Emerging Leaders, we actually have a seminar that I'm doing the next couple of days after we're taping this in Atlantic City. It's great being in person. Michelle, how much easier is this?
Well, this is easy for sure. I mean, you know, you kind of plug in, you pop on, right? But it is one dimensional. We have to remember that. So, you know, we don't get to have that fun sidebar, the little chuckling on the side, the before and the after. But this works, right? We've made this work. We've absolutely made this work, and this provides efficiency in ways we didn't have before. So we'll take it.
Yeah, and also traffic in New Jersey is always fun. So, yeah. Lori. And let's be clear on this. We've been partners with Prager Metis for years. They're one of our sponsors for Lessons in Leadership. We've done leadership coaching there for years. But what's interesting to me, and Laurie and I were having this conversation the other day, you're the board chairperson at the Business and Industry Association, but you're also a CEO. And this is the thing we're talking about, and I keep thinking about this. Is there any significant difference in being in board leadership versus executive leadership? Laurie?
Yeah, there is a difference. I think that the goal is the same. You want to lead the team, whatever that team is, whether it's the board, whether it's the firm and the partners at the firm. I think one of the big differences is that NJBIA is a strong organization with a strong team in place, and the board is in a support role to the organization rather than in running the organization, because Michelle and her team are basically doing my role for NJBIA, right? So they're running the team and running the organization, similar to how I'm running the team and running the organization at Prager Meta. So there's definitely a difference, because if the organization is strong and set up properly, the board is in a supportive role to the organization.
Along those lines, Michelle, before Mary jumps in, how important is Lori's leadership and guidance, not the right word, well, feedback, whatever you want to call it, partnership, collaboration to your leadership?
Incredibly important. I brag every day about the incredible board of trustees we have at NJBIA, and what we've built in that board. Their sage advice, their support, and their resources that they bring to the table is invaluable to helping us to execute. You know, they help to set the vision along with us, and then, you know, we go off and we execute. But having their subject matter expertise around the board and having their input and feedback around the table is invaluable.
Yeah, by the way, go on our website and follow up with the BIA website. Our content airs and not only is broadcast and distributed through the magazine, New Jersey Business, but we also collaborate and cross-promote each other. Mary, jump back in.
Sure thing. Lori, one thing that I know just from working together with you, working together with Michelle, and NJBIA offers a ton of great seminars, workshops. There's a ton of great resources. Go to the NJBIA website to really just get those valuable resources about talent development and how to lead your team. Lori, can you just talk a little bit about what that means, not only at NJBIA, but also at Prager Metis? How important is it for
Yeah.
succession planning that you are developing your team?
Oh, it's very, very important. I think that, you know, that's one of the keys to everything is being able to support the organization through its people. And it's the same thing with NJBIA supporting the business community. And so that all of the businesses can take advantage of the tools. They've been designed on purpose to support the business community. And I think we have to do that internally in our organization. There's often times where we can take advantage of some of what NJBIA offers. And there's also times for us as a service provider to our clients that we can refer them to NJBIA to have those resources available as well. So it works really, really well together. But to me, and we've talked about this before, your people are your gold, right? For us, we're in a professional services organization, and that's all about the people that are providing the services. So whatever you can do to support the people and provide the best things for them that you can, it comes back trifold in everything that we do for our clients and for our team.
Lori, quick follow-up, and then I'll come back to Michelle. You didn't ascend to the chairperson position at BIA immediately. You started where?
So I started as a treasurer. I always say that as soon as an accountant joins a board any place, they ask them to be the treasurer because of their financial background. And I did start as a treasurer and worked with the financial team at NJBIA, which was fantastic. And then I did become the vice chairperson. And as a vice chairperson, we did a lot of board development and governance and things like that related to the board. And as Michelle said, it was strategic to grow the board the way that we have and to have the diversity on the board that we do to, again, support the business community. And then I became the chairperson.
Along those lines, Michelle, here's what I'm curious about. To what degree do you believe it's the role of a CEO, particularly in obviously in your position, to think strategically, intentionally about who you want to ask to be on the board and why?
Oh my gosh, it's my job, right? I mean, it is significantly important. I know the organization. I know who we serve. I know the products that we have. And therefore, I have a keen understanding of what I need around the table in order to bring the best support and leverage for what we do on the inside. Therefore, the intentionality of building out a board, this is why I'm so proud of our board. When I use the term diversity, I'm talking about it in every manner, from subject matter expertise to size of business to geography to life experiences and what they bring around the table. And if we have something significant going on, I want to look at that person who's sitting there, who's maybe those boots on the ground in that particular spot, and say, talk to me about how we get from here to here based on your life experience here. So key part of my job is making sure I have the right resources around that table to advance the mission and vision of NJBIA.
So along those lines, as Mary jumps back in, Lori's expertise in the accounting world and everything related to the accounting world as a CEO is strategic and intentional.
I'll take it one up, right? So Lori came in with the expertise of her financial background in accounting, which we laugh, right? She says they make them the treasurer. I'm an attorney by trade. Every board I've been on, I've written 20,000 sets of bylaws, okay? Right. This is exactly what a board is. You bring your expertise to the table. But I'm going to one up it. Lori is a strategic thinker. Lori's strategic planning and her vision is exactly what we need in the board chair for NJBIA, not just her accounting and financial skills.
Absolutely. Mary, and we work hard at our not-for-profit organization, the Caucus Educational Corporation. Our board is a great board. And Marjorie Perry, our chairperson of the board that both of you know well, never holds back telling me what she thinks about the vision that I communicate for our organization, and we are better for it. Mary, go ahead.
Lori, talk about that a little bit more. Michelle was just singing her praises as being a strategic thinker. How do we instill that in the young adults, the Gen Zs that are coming up? They always get such a bad rap, like, you know, you need to spoon feed everything to them and you can't give them direct feedback. How do we recruit, train, retain a younger, talented workforce while also making sure we're helping them to be strategic thinkers and not just doers? We want them to be the leaders that we know that they're capable of being.
Yeah, that's a great question and a big question. I think that...
Oh, by the way, that's what the seminar is we're doing for 2 days with the emerging leaders at Prager Metis.
Wink,
go
wink.
Ahead.
But as you guys know, we do have a strategic plan. At NJBIA, we have one as well. But in our organization, we have a strategic plan and we work towards that plan every single day. We actually do everything from agendas for meetings to goal setting to everything else by the pillars of our plan. So everyone really is aware of it. And it is, you know, they say set the tone at the top. And it really is. If we really convey to everybody that we are strategic and that we are following a strategic plan, and that everything that we do is based on that strategic plan, then I think that that does permeate. And I think that, you know, I took a leadership class, so many years ago, I can't even really remember where it was or when it was. But the thing that resonated with me was begin with the end in mind.
That's right.
And I really do always try to think that way, whether it's about my own goals, whether it's about the organization, whether it's about problem solving a specific situation. What do you want to accomplish? When you know what you want to accomplish, you can solve for how to get there. But if you're not thinking ahead and strategically and intentionally, you can't do those things. So I think if we live that way and we lead that way and we convey our message that way, then I think that that's how you can accomplish it.
Michelle, a quick follow-up on what Lori just said. Strategic thinking, being more intentional, all the things that we advocate on Lessons in Leadership and our leadership seminars, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, Michelle and I did a couple of years, I don't know when it was, not too long ago. We did it last year, a very engaging, honest conversation about leadership challenges. I remember Lori was in the audience as well and asked probing, challenging questions along with some other great folks, just one of the many NJBIA events. But here's what I'm curious about. Lori talks about strategic intentional thinking. We believe in that. We try to coach it. How the heck do you plan and how the heck are we strategic when things like COVID, and I'm not comparing tariffs with COVID, but it's what you don't expect. How the heck can we be strategic and intentional when, where'd that come from? Go ahead.
The biggest challenge for business is when you don't have predictability and certainty, right? We say that all the time, especially to our policymakers. That's how we make investment, is when we have predictability and certainty for the long game, right? Look, we have parallel paths. And I say this all the time at BIA. We always have a proactive, strategic agenda that we are working and we are executing on, no matter what's going on out in the ecosphere. Now, do we have to be flexible and respond when things kind of bump up against it? Absolutely. But at the same time, we're always playing defense on these things that pop up and we're ready for them. If you truly are strategic and you do second and third world order consequences of what your strategic plan is, oftentimes you're ready for things. Now, we would never have been ready for COVID, right? Isn't it amazing? All the contingency planning we ever do for everything in our lives, but the thing that always faces us is the one thing we don't have a playbook for, right?
Right.
But I'm going to finish on this thought. If you have the right culture, and you have a trust environment in the group or the company or whatever table you're sitting around, and something that is thrown at you is a whammy, you can handle it because you understand how to adapt, how to be flexible, how to lean in, and how to solve for the challenge on the other side and make an opportunity out of it at the same time.
You know, I take that back. We've got a minute and a half left. Lori, Michelle mentioned the word trust as part of the culture. We just did our two friends, Tom Scrivo and Kevin O'Toole, two Scrivo, the law firm. We had them both on. They have a 40-year partnership collaboration together. And they said, trust, without trust, there's nothing else. Between the two of you, your collaboration, your partnership as chairperson of the board and CEO at BIA, Michelle, is it ultimately about trust?
100%.
I'm go ahead. And then I'm going to ask Lori. I meant to ask Lori. Go ahead.
Well, then I answered 100%. That's how you get things done. You build trust and you can challenge anything.
Well, Lori, my bad. Trust.
Absolutely. I was going to say from day one, the minute I met Michelle, we forged our own relationship and it definitely was based on trust. And
day,
I think
day one?
Pretty much. I mean, really, I remember I went to the women's conference. That's when I first met her. I was introduced to her by a common colleague and it kind of went from there. And then we built our own relationship totally based on trust. As I said, NJBIA has a great team and I know I can always rely on them and that they're going to take the ball and run with it and always responsive and open to suggestions and welcoming input. And I think if you lead that way, you know, it's got to be based on trust.
Yep. Trust. Mary and I have learned to trust each other after 26 years together. It's our partnership. Your partnership is awesome to not just watch, but be a part of on our end. So to Michelle and Lori, we thank you for being partners and friends and joining us on Lessons in Leadership. For Mary and our great team, whom we trust implicitly, Lessons in Leadership, Steve Adubato, we'll see you next time. This edition of Lessons in Leadership is made possible by the Buccino Leadership Institute at Seton Hall University, Pragramedis, Valley Bank, the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 825, New Jersey Transit, the North Ward Center, Gingoli Construction, New Jersey Sharing Network, Delta Dental of New Jersey, The Helix, Fedway Associates, Inc., the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Choose New Jersey, and Seton Hall University, inspiring great minds to greater purpose since 1856.
This is Mary Gamba. If you want more leadership tips and tools, log on to stand-deliver.com.
Promotional support for this edition of Lessons in Leadership with me, Steve Adubato, and my colleague, Mary Gamba, has been provided by NJ.com, NJBIA and New Jersey Business Magazine, CIANJ and Commerce Magazine, and the Meadowlands Chamber and Meadowlands Media.
Visitors traveling to New Jersey for the FIFA World Cup can use New Jersey Transit services statewide. Train, bus, light rail, and paratransit services connect riders to Newark Liberty International Airport, MetLife Stadium, New York City, and communities throughout New Jersey. New Jersey Transit Safe Passage Initiative raises awareness about the signs of human trafficking and encourages reporting suspicious activity. Travel information, schedules, and safe passage resources are available at njtransit.com.
The North Ward Center has been the heart of Newark since 1970 by putting people, purpose, and mission first. nurturing our youth, uplifting families, and honoring our elders. We're more than a nonprofit. We're a driving force to advance equity, education, and opportunity. And BUDDY approved.